welcome to Made Up Stories. My name is Nolan. Go to makedupstories.com to join the Made Up Club.
All right, Jesse, what do you want tonight's Made Up Story to be about?
A oval that can make you turn into a person that is the shape of an oval.
An oval that could turn you into a person that's the shape of an oval. And an oval is kind of like the same shape as an egg. It's like a circle, but a little bit longer than a circle. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And one morning, Jonah and Jesse woke up first before even their parents woke up. And when they got out of bed, they heard they had like a big teddy bear that was in their room. And they heard their teddy bear snoring. And when Jesse looked at his teddy bear, he saw that the teddy bear's eyes were like blinking a little bit, like its eyes were a little bit open. And also that the teddy bear's belly was going up and down a little bit. And Jesse could also see that a little bit of air, it was like green air, was going out of the teddy bear's nose. So Jesse whispered to Jonah, "Jonah, the teddy bear's alive." And Jonah told Jesse to hold his hand, and they walked out of the room very quietly because they didn't want to wake up the teddy bear since it was really big. And they walked over to their parents' room. And when Jesse and Jonah got to their parents' room, they saw that their mom and dad were missing. They weren't in their bed. So Jesse and Jonah quietly went out of their parents' room, and they walked in the hallway to see if maybe their parents were making breakfast. And when they walked in the hallway, they saw that there were some different, like, army toys that were moving around all by themselves. And one of the army toys was holding a little gun that was shooting out some paint. And the paint was squirting all over the wall. And Jesse whispered to Jonah that he thought that during the night, something happened and his parents were missing and some of the toys and stuffies turned alive. And Jonah said that they had to whisper very quietly because maybe the toys and stuffies could hear them. And so Jesse and Jonah decided to like crawl so that they would be low down close to the floor and it would be hard for their stuffies and toys to see them. And they crawled out of the kitchen and they went through the hallway all the way to the garage. And they opened up the door to the garage. And when they looked inside the garage, they saw that it was full of that green kind of air that the teddy bear that was in their room was breathing out. And the cars that were normally in the garage, well, they grew legs and the wheels were missing. And the cars were also kind of snoring a little bit. And one of the cars' headlight turned on, and it turned into an eye.
The reason was a wizard came in the night and made Jesse and Jonah's parents, like, the wizard controlled them and made them want and then controlled them to turn on, like, the stuffies into toys, toys into, like, living toys and stuff.
And Jesse told Jonah that he thought that during the night, there was a wizard that came, and the wizard made his parents disappear and made some of the toys turn alive. And just as he whispered that to Jonah, the car blinked its headlights, and the door opened by itself, And Jonah said to Jesse, "Should we run?" And Jesse said, "He's not sure." And they turned around to go out of the garage, but the door closed by itself. And Jesse and Jonah were trapped in the garage.
Because the garages were closed. And they tried to turn the garage open, but it didn't work because it was actually jammed.
And Jesse tried to open the garage door, but the button didn't work because it was jammed.
And it was out of battery, so there was a backup.
And it was also out of battery. So Jesse and Jonah, they had no choice but to go around to the car. And they walked through the green kind of air, and they got to the door of the car that had opened by itself.
They clogged the nose because they didn't know if their parents bring the teddy bear into the garage with green gas and then it turned alive.
Yeah, and Jesse decided to hold his nose so that he wouldn't breathe in too much of the green air. And when they went inside of the car that blinked its headlight, that looked at them, that was snoring, that opened its door by itself, Jesse and Jonah saw that their noses were getting longer and their fingernails were growing and there was starting to be some nail polish on their fingernails. And the nail polish on their fingernails looked like stars. And Jesse looked at his toes, and he saw that his toenails were growing too. And he looked at Jonah, and he saw that Jonah's eyeballs were turning around in circles, and that they looked like ovals. And Jesse said, "Jonah, I think you're turning into a wizard." And Jonah looked at Jesse, and he saw that Jesse's eyeballs were also ovals. And he said, "Jesse, I think you're turning into a wizard also." And they realized it was because of that green air that they were breathing in. They tried to close their nose before, but it was too late. They breathed in a little bit of that green air through their mouth, and they both turned into wizards. And Jesse said, "Jonah, now that we're wizards, what should we do?" And Jonah said, "We should just wish that this all goes away." And so Jesse said, "But I don't know how to make a wizard wish." And Jonah lifted his hands, and his nail polish, as he started lifting his hands, the stars on his nail polish started to move around. And Jonah said, "Magic, magic. Car, go down and have your legs turn into wheels." But the car didn't go down. Instead, the legs started kicking, and the garage door opened finally, and the car went out, and they were outside on the street. The legs of the car got longer, and Jesse and Jonah were stuck in the car. And the car started to walk out of their driveway and onto the street. And when they walked on the street, they saw that their mom and their dad were tied up on the top of a lamp post outside, like one of those street lights. And Jonah said, "Look, Jesse, there's dad and mom, and they're all tied up." And Jesse said, "Oh, I know. We could use our long fingernails to cut the rope." And Jesse stuck his hand out of the car, and he used his fingernails to cut the rope so his parents got loose. And when Jesse and Jonah's parents, Steve and Amanda, got loose, they said, "What happened? We just woke up and we weren't in our bed. We were just tied to this streetlight." And Jesse told his mom and his dad about the green smoke, and about the teddy bear that was alive, and about the army soldiers, their toys that turned alive, and the paint that they squirted out all over the wall. and about the garage door and the car that grew legs. And Steve and Amanda said, well, what should we do? And Jonah said, well, since I'm a wizard, I tried to use my magic, but it didn't work. And Steve said, how about, in order to make your magic work as a wizard, close your eyes and both of you hold hands and look into each other's oval eyes and then try to make your magic incantation. And so Jesse and Jonah held each other's hands and they noticed that the stars and their fingernails started to turn around in circles. And they looked into each other's eyes and they said, magic, magic, make everything go away and be like normal. And when they opened their eyes, the car disappeared and they were back in bed and their teddy bear was just a regular teddy bear again. And Jesse and Jonah ran out of their room and they went to their mom's room and their mom and dad were just in their regular bed. So it worked. And Jesse and Jonah and Steve and Amanda lived happily ever after. The end.
And the reason they were tied up is because a bad guy comes when they were asleep and took them out of the bed and tied them into a street end.
Yeah, maybe the wizard. All right, night-night.
Thanks for listening to Makeup Stories. My name is Francis. Go to makeupstories.com to join the club. Tell your friends.
Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Maked Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called storybird.ai, and storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free. There's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.